gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Free Speech Central, republicbroadcasting.org, RBN. So go there to republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the donate button, send shekels. Look at the articles. Listen to the podcast. You can live stream. You could live stream this now. Maybe you are. You can check out the archives. Maybe you're getting this on archives. There's other great shows. You got John Stadtmiller's show. You got Farron's show. You got a whole bunch. Just peruse. Peruse the catalog of great shows that you can listen to. Free speech. Real news, as opposed to fake and gay news, which is what you get from the fake and gay media. Also, go to nationalbugle.com. I say it all the time. Download the Koshertified app. 100% guaranteed not to be a Mossad front. That is really saying something today. No, and when you get down to it, I mean, I say it kind of as a joke, but when you think about it, okay, what is the number one internet company? Google. Okay? Is it a Mossad front? Well, you be the judge. Maybe it's not a Mossad front. Maybe it's a Mossad co-equal. Google is very powerful. It is. Let's see. What is the biggest company now? I guess it's Apple, Microsoft. Google is up there in the top three. I think all three of them, at one point or another over the past year, had their market capitalization top $1 trillion. I think they're the only three countries, only three companies that ever did. So Google is, at times, I think it has been the biggest company in terms of market capitalization. Tucker Carlson always refers to it as the most powerful company ever. Well, what kind of company is it? What's its core business? Well, people might say search engine. You could just as easily say that its core business is censorship. And if you listen to Dr. Duke's show earlier this morning, and I recommend you do, you can go to davidduke.com and you can listen to it on archives after you're done listening to all the great RBN shows, of course. He talks a great deal about a report or testimony. This would be testimony before the Congress by a Harvard professor, a psychologist by the name of Robert Epstein, not to be confused with Mossad pedophile kingpin Jeffrey Epstein, the blackmail, influence peddling, whatever you want to call him, Mossad guy, Jeffrey Epstein. No, different Epstein. It's a pretty common name. You know, Jeffrey Epstein. You got Robert Epstein. You had Mike Epstein, who played for the Oakland A's. His nickname was Super Jew, by the way. He was a slugger for the Oakland A's back in the early 70s when they won a couple of World Series. He was playing first base. A daggone good player. I don't think he hit. He wasn't very good at hitting off lefties, though. So he was usually platooned. He was platooned during a lot of his career. Anyway, so Google, a censorship company. Yes, you could say that. Robert Epstein made that case. He made the case that they purposely give biased information, and that their biased information, according to his research, and I haven't plugged into all the details of his research, but I did hear 7 minutes worth of his testimony. According to his research, the biased Google search results, where they would purposely bolster the search results that were pro-Hillary over search results that might be beneficial to Donald Trump. They purposely did this over what their algorithm otherwise would come up with, so that the pro-Hillary searches would be at the top. And he says that, according to his research, that would have shifted 2.6 million votes to Hillary. Talk about election meddling. 2.6 million votes shifted. I don't know how much shifting one vote is worth. 2.6 million votes shifted. I think candidates would pay easily $100 per vote if they could, and 2.6 million, so that would be $250 million benefit to Hillary. $250 million. $250 million. What is the whole Russia hoax? Russia hacked the election. How did they hack the election? Did they switch any votes? Well, no, they didn't switch any votes. Well, they accessed voter registration information. Well, guess what? Anybody can do that. It's legal. You just go to the courthouse. A lot of counties put the stuff online. I've seen it online. I've gone down to the courthouse and gotten it. You can get it from private firms. When David Duke was running for Senate last time, we purchased information from on voters in his district. Well, he was running in Louisiana. And Louisiana voters, we got it from a private company. It's all perfectly legal. It's there. So that's a nothing. What did they do? Okay, people allegedly located in Russia purchased $40,000 worth of Facebook ads. Okay, $40,000 worth of Facebook ads versus what we could conservatively estimate as $250 million worth of Google influence in terms of altering search results. Okay, let's just put these things in perspective. One other thing. So the other main element of the Russia hoax, Russiagate. Okay, so the one was that they hacked the election. No evidence, other than somebody based in Russia apparently bought $40,000 worth of Facebook ads in an election where literally billions of dollars were spent. So $40,000 worth. When billions of dollars are spent, is it even a drop in the bucket? The other element was this Steele dossier. That's what they were able to launch this, the Mueller probe based on this Steele dossier. At its core was the allegation that the Russians, President Putin, has compromising material on Donald Trump. He was in a hotel room in Moscow, and he hired prostitutes to urinate on a bed that Barack Obama had slept in. Oh my God, it's weird. It's a weird story. None of the information was ever corroborated. Professor Stephen F. Cohen says that it was supplied by not by any Russians. It wasn't supplied by Russians. You keep hearing Sean Hannity talk about Russians selling dirt, Russian dirt. No. That this came from John Brennan, who was the head of the CIA, and now is a talking head on MSNBC. Okay, so the two pillars of the whole Russia hoax that was used to take down the presidency of Donald Trump. I mean, he has been effectively Jew d'état. He still gets to live in the White House and fly on Air Force One. But everything he's done has been blocked. Everything he's campaigned on has been blocked. And it's not as if he didn't try. A lot of people out there, I know who you are, you know who you are. A lot of people say that it was a plan from the start. No, he tried all sorts of things. Could he have succeeded if he was better at it? Yeah, one would hope so. But as Donald Rumsfeld said, you go to war with the army you have and not the army you wish you had. We went into this administration with the president we had and not the president we wish we had. Donald Trump lacked very important skills and was unable to win. He said he was going to win. He was able to get himself inaugurated. That's pretty daggone hard. He was not able to govern. So I'm putting things in perspective. $40,000 worth of Facebook ads compared to, massive voter manipulation. 2.6 million votes manipulated, according to this Epstein study, which, of course, you can't just take it at face value. But it's out there, and you all can look into it. But we know that it's something like that. Plus all of the other manipulation from Facebook, from the rest of the media, massive manipulation versus $40,000 of Facebook ads. Okay, We're talking about Zio meddling as opposed to Russian meddling. And now, let's put the fake dossier, or the so I don't like to say it, the urination tape. Let's refer to it as that. Let's put that into perspective. We've got the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing. Oh, Jeffrey. With Jeffrey Epstein, where he's the head of this giant Mossad operation. He's been doing this for decades. Everybody knows about it. Former U.S. attorney and until recently U.S. Labor Secretary Acosta, when he was prosecuting Epstein for all this pedophilia and trafficking related stuff, and the guy should have been locked up with the key thrown away, and yet he got this sweetheart deal of like 13 months in where he got to go out every day to his own office. He got, you know, a work release program, then he was only in it for 13 months, and then he's out. And sweetheart deal. Why? Because he belongs to intelligence. To intelligence? They don't say the CIA. Why? Because it's Mossad. Foreign intelligence, because he's Mossad, and Mossad is above your pay scale. So, a U.S. attorney is outranked by a Mossad agent in the United States. That's how it works here. That's how it works here. Well, a lot of 9/11 people out there. I don't talk a whole lot about 9/11. There are a lot of people who are more informed and more into it. But let's just remember the dancing Israelis. The FBI arrests the dancing Israelis who are celebrating and high-fiving as they documented and videoed the collapse of the Twin Towers. And they're arrested. And they're released and sent back to Israel. Why? Because Mossad outranks our FBI. That's what we live in. So Jeffrey Epstein, he's got the Lolita Express. This is real stuff, and we know it's real stuff. The guy's, I mean, he's been convicted of this stuff. He's got this island. We've all seen the pictures of the island. We've got the Lolita. He doesn't even hide it. The Lolita Express, and we've got all of this testimony about the rooms at his mansion and everywhere else where he would have these young women, young girls, that there are video cameras everywhere. And there may be some people that are tricked into it. I think these politicians and other big shots go into it willingly, that they are trading, for the most part. Some people might get tricked. And maybe it's not really that important of a point whether they are tricked into it or go into it willingly. Either way, the Mossad gains compromising information on these people. The people are then used as Israeli assets in Congress or whatever other field they're in. I think if it was mainly people getting tricked into things and then being blackmailed, that you would hear a lot more about it. There would be people who would spill the beans, be more likely to spill the beans because they'd be mad. But I think people are, for the most part, going into this willingly, that they willingly. And here's the other thing. I really don't think that any grown, like, some grown men are creepy. But I think lots and lots, like, I don't think you could just trick any man into having sex with some girl his daughter's age or younger. Okay? I think an awful lot of men would be completely creeped out about that and would not do it. They would not be tricked into doing it. But if it was a willing transaction, a conscious transaction where, okay, I will do this. I actually find it kind of creepy, but I'll do it because you need your compromising material on me. But in exchange, I'm going to have access to your resources, all your campaign contributions, to what is it? APAC kosher certification. I think the whole Epstein program, the Epstein operation, is a massive kosher certification program. All right, that's, you know, I've been struggling to find a way to sum it up, because I don't think it's strictly blackmail, it's strictly espionage. This is what it is. It's kosher certification. You get in there and you do something that is creepy, something that you might not enjoy, but you know you got to do it to get that kosher certification. That's what it is. It is kosher certification, but instead of having the circle with the U in the middle of it, you've got a big Mossad stamp that says, a big Mossad stamp with the motto in Hebrew, "By deception we shall wage war," or something, whatever it is. I don't know. It's something like that. So Epstein is running a kosher certification operation, and people like President Clinton go into it willingly. They go into it willingly. He needed their help to get his wife elected. Now, he may have done something similar earlier in his career, in the 80s, even the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. As he was going up the ladder, he might have done other types of kosher certification. I think the Jeffrey Epstein thing is like really high-level kosher certification. And so we know that once out of office, I guess they had contacts while he was in office, while he was president, but once out of office, Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein were palling around all the time, and was Clinton on the Lolita Express 26 or 27 times? He was just on over and over and over again, invited Epstein to Chelsea's wedding, and Epstein's partner in crime, Ghislaine Maxwell, the daughter of Robert Maxwell, who was probably also in some sort of kosher certification or other sort of Mossad operation. But that's what this was. It's a massive kosher certification. Bill allowed him... I mean, Bill... Here's the thing about Bill Clinton and young girls, okay? Bill Clinton would do anything that moves. We know that about him. And his standards are low. You know, we keep hearing about all of these beautiful young girls. Bill Clinton doesn't need beautiful young girls. I think when he had... I think Kathleen Wiley was older than Bill Clinton. She was somebody that accused him of... Was it rape? Or was it just like kind of heavy-handed coercion or whatever it was? But at the White House, Kathleen Wiley, she was from Richmond, Virginia. She was... had been married to somebody who was kind of high up and got a divorce, but she was in the whole political scene. She was middle-aged. That's fine with Clinton. Look at Paula Jones, especially pre-plastic surgery. Not exactly centerfold material. If you look at Monica Lewinsky, come on. So his standards were low. He didn't need, you know, whatever. The whole thing is... he would do anything that moves. So he allowed himself to be photographed and whatever, gave them all the compromising material that they would want so that they could be completely secure that he is going to cooperate. And in exchange, what did he get? He got, well, Google. I mean, how directly is Google keyed into this? Hillary got massively favorable coverage in the media. Trump got the worst media ever. We got the whole Google skewing the search results, all of this. Hey, it all fits together. All right, we are going to break. We'll be right back.
Oh, Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the show. So I want to just kind of finish up on this, and then we can move on maybe to the presidential debates. But, yeah, I think that really defines it. I've been looking for a word that really fits this whole Epstein thing. I started calling it the Mossad mega scandal. But what kind of scandal is it? What is Jeffrey Epstein's operation? Spying? Is it sex trafficking? Is it blackmail? No, I think what it really is summed up by kosher certification, it is the Faustian deal. The opera Faust. There's some good songs in Faust, by the way. Good arias in Faust. And make a deal with the devil. And I think there's probably several layers of... Well, you know, we hear about things like these crazy ceremonies at Skull and Bones or the Bohemian Grove or this or that. And I don't know exactly what to make of each individual allegation, but... Oh, and you hear about in Britain, Jeffrey Cameron, his initiation, was it at Cambridge or Oxford or whatever, involved having, like, what, sex with a pig head or something? Some weird stuff. There's just a lot of weird stuff. And I'm not saying that's all Mossad. I think, you know, you look at initiations to criminal gangs, for instance, and to get into the Bloods or the Crips or the MS, what is it, the that MS-13 or M-13, whatever it's called, the Salvadorian one, you often have to commit some sort of crime. Maybe you have to do a drive-by shooting, right? You drive by and shoot some little girl, and, you know, now they've got something on you, and you're in. You're in. You get the benefits of membership, but you're in, and you just can't leave. I don't know the specifics about Bohemian Grove and these other things, so I don't talk specifically about them. But there are those types of things do exist: initiations, Faustian deals, what's becoming clear is that the Epstein thing is a Faustian deal. It is a kosher certification. So it's not that all of these. I don't know if the Skull and Bones is connected to Israel or not, and I don't know exactly what they do, but Epstein is, obviously. Epstein, that's all Mossad. And Google, is Google a Mossad front? I don't think it necessarily has to be, but Google is, Tucker Carlson calls it the most powerful company in the history of mankind. And that's not too much of an overstatement. It's certainly a powerful company. It may well be. What is their core operation? Well, maybe censorship. Censorship? Is that it? Pretty important. Pretty important. And so maybe they see themselves as co-equals with the Mossad. I think they're working largely towards similar ends. So, you know, who pulls rank on whom? I'm not in the room to say. I think there's a certain amount of cooperation. How about the ADL? I mean, the ADL's got, they got a budget, but, I mean, if you compare their staff and everything with Mossad or with Google, they're a much, much smaller operation, but they're very central. And if you were to check David Duke's Twitter feed right now, what do you have there? You've got this headline. You've got a headline, but then you've got a graphic, and the graphic is from the ADL's website, from the ADL's website, an article: Facebook, Google, Microsoft, Twitter, and ADL announce lab to engineer new solutions to stop cyber hate. So, you know, Google is a massive company. They do all sorts of things. The ADL is all about censorship. It's completely about censorship. But here they are. They are cooperating with Zionist Facebook. They're cooperating with Zionist Google. Now, Microsoft, run by Bill Gates, and I guess their present CEO is, I think he's an Indian. But they're going along for the ride. Twitter, Jack Dorsey is not, he's not a Jew. But Twitter, they're going along for the ride. They're part of this. They're, you know, so there you go. You've got this massive operation, and I think sometimes we err in wanting things to be pyramid structure, where you've got somebody right at the top, and it's a like a military command structure, where you've got your general, and then you've got your below them, you got your corporals, and you got this line of command, and decisions made at the top, and then it's executed at the bottom. And I've never been in the military, but my understanding is even the military doesn't really work like that. All sorts of people undermine things lower down the chain of command. And I think in any organization, even when you have a centralized leadership, actually getting the leader's directives implemented is a challenge. It's been a challenge in my career to get my directives implemented amongst my underlings. I've seen that. I think it's like that anywhere. But I think with the Jewish power structure, it is decentralized, but they are united by a common sense of purpose. Okay, we will be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, welcome back to the show. So, I don't know how many of you watched the debate last night. I try to make a point of watching them. I have to admit that it wasn't riveting enough that it held my attention from start to finish, but I did try to watch it. I watched the bulk of it, but often was distracted just because it wasn't interesting. But all right, tonight I think I will be watching it a bit more carefully because my girl Tulsi Gabbard will be up there, and I don't think we can expect that much from anybody. But the elections are important, and you know, with Donald Trump, I just don't agree with the idea that the fix was in for Donald Trump. He was part of the plan all along. I think that Hillary was plan A when Donald Trump was elected. Plan B was the coup d'etat, and they implemented plan B. And Donald Trump is afraid and confused and surrounded by enemies and has given up. But anyway, that's him. Tulsi Gabbard, she is a very, very long shot. If she were to get in, would she be any more effective than Donald Trump? I won't guarantee anything. But she shows a lot of bravery. And right now she's talking about things, important things, on foreign policy, withdrawing from wars, but also suing Google, because they've been trying to censor her. They wouldn't let her buy Google ads when she was trending on Google. The last debate, she was trending on Google. Tried to buy ads, they wouldn't sell her ads. So she's been talking a lot about First Amendment. She's been talking about that for a while, actually. And if you saw the Joe Rogan podcast or podcast, because he's a big stoner, from when was it? April. He endorsed her, but she was talking a lot about freedom of speech and, you know, internet freedom of speech and all that on his show. So whether she would actually implement anything or not, whether she'd be able to implement any, and even if you want to think that these people are completely controlled, there's still value in having a completely controlled person raise these issues during a political campaign, even if they had no plan of ever doing anything about them. And I don't think that's the case. I do think that that Trump intended to do a lot of the things that he talked about. I think Tulsi Gabbard intends to do the things she's talking about. Whether they actually can or not, who knows? But even if it was part of the act, for us, it's still beneficial to have these people out there talking about things that we talk about. It amplifies it. And then if they get into office and they don't deliver, it raises all sorts of other questions. If it had just been Hillary and she flung the borders wide open, it was like, well, that's democracy. The people spoke. They elected her. She was an open borders candidate, so what do you expect? To have somebody like Donald Trump have the borders flung open while he's president and had campaigned the most anti-immigration campaign since Millard Fillmore in 1856 when he ran as a American Know-Nothing. That's a big deal. It's a big deal. It really helps wake up people. Donald Trump has helped wake up huge numbers of people who would not have been awoken had Hillary won, and especially had it been a Hillary-Jeb race. All right, so Tulsi will be there tonight. But what about last night? Well, the two headliners were Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, who are both kind of going for the same thing. I think Bernie is a little bit more sincere in his socialism, and of course, which is fine, whatever. And Elizabeth Warren, I don't think she's as sincere, and she does talk about, oh, she's actually a capitalist, but this and that. But that's not important. I don't want to talk about that stuff. You have this crazy Jewish lady named Marianne Williamson. Now, Williamson is not her actual family name, her father. Surprise, surprise. What was his name? Hold on just one second. I'm going to check that. Okay. His name was Vishnevetsky. Vishnevetsky. And her mother's maiden name was Kaplan. Okay, so she's Jewish. She was brought up in a conservative Jewish family. So don't let the name was changed to Williamson. Now, she has a kid. I don't know. Was she married? She apparently has one kid. But Williamson is her maiden name. And her father, Sam Williamson, was an immigration lawyer. Oh, my gosh. Surprise, surprise. So she's actually 67, so she looks, you know, fairly decent for 67, and she does talk about, like, you know, she talks about some health issues, and as opposed to sickness issues, we need a health system instead of a sickness system, things like that, which is fine. But what is her campaign platform? She is running on a fellow white people platform. It is a fellow white people. We were really bad, fellow white people. We need to apologize to blacks, fellow white people. We need to send lots and lots of cash to black people, fellow white people. That cotton was worth trillions of dollars, fellow white people. So she's running on a fellow white people campaign. And, you know, we got to make that clear. Fellow white people campaign. She's a Jew, and she's trying to She is promoting, I mean, the campaign, most of what she was talking about, or a big hunk of what she was talking about, because she's going, I guess, further on the reparations thing than anybody else on that stage. What's her name? Kamala Harris is on the stage tonight. But on yesterday's stage, Marianne Williamson was going the farthest on it. And, of course, it's a fellow white people thing. She's trying to instill white guilt. So that's what she's out there doing, and pushing that debate. So, you know, they're all competing with each other to go far. And that wound up becoming one of the questions. You know, do you support cash payments for reparations? And was it Jake Tapper? So the three panelists, there was a CNN-sponsored debate, and you had Jake Tapper, who's Jewish, and Dana Bash, who's Jewish, and the other moderator was Don Lemon, who is the gay black guy. So those were the moderators, and one of them, I think it was Jake Tapper, it must have been Jake Tapper, was saying that polling research now shows that 73% of blacks favor cash payments for reproduction, for reparations, and because they've been getting massive amounts supporting their reproduction, massive subsidies supporting their reproduction for decades. And arguably for centuries, because they reproduced very well under slavery, thank you. So if you were to go back 10 years and poll black people about reparations, it wasn't on the radar screen. So, you know, this has just been put on the radar screen, and it's people like, you know, Williamson is pushing it. Now tonight you'll definitely have the same type of thing come up tonight. But, you know, the others, so the Buttigieg guy, the gay guy, you know, he's all talking about institutional racism. So they're going really far on this type of thing. And, of course, there was a question about whether illegal immigration should be illegal, whether, you know, the people who cross the border illegally, whether that should be considered a felony. And I guess the only pushback on it, was it from Ryan or was it from one of the other guys who said, well, look, at least when they come to our border, they should knock on the door. Which, you know, is, I guess that is that the new Democratic cuck way of saying that immigration should be legal. We're not against immigration. We just want it to be legal. And here he's saying, well, I'm not against illegal immigration. I just want them to knock on the door. So they don't have to go through legal channels, but they just have to knock on the door. Whatever the heck that. So we'll see what happens tonight. And tonight it's also Andrew Yang. So the lineup tonight, you're going to have Biden and Kamala. And Biden and Kamala, like, Kamala started a feud with him on the last debate, which seemed to be something that Biden wasn't prepared for, wasn't expecting, because it turns out that Biden's son, Beau Biden, who was Attorney General for the state of Delaware before he died, was pretty close to Kamala Harris, and according to some sources, they were romantically involved. And of course, Kamala Harris she's a big hoe. That's how she got to where she is today. She was the squeeze for Willie Brown, who was the very powerful Speaker of the California State Assembly. And then after that, he became the mayor of San Francisco. And he was married, but he was carrying on with Kamala Harris. And, you know, Kamala Harris was single. She only got married a couple of years ago. So she was carrying on with, and it's an open secret, carrying on with, it's not even an open secret, it's just open knowledge, carrying on with Willie Brown. And then Beau Biden, apparently, I don't know, I'm not the Hollywood Reporter, but Beau Biden, and whether or not they were carrying on, they were very, very close, okay? And Kamala Harris got at least some boost from in her career, in her Senate campaign, from Joe Biden. She got at least some sort of boost. And so I don't think he was prepared for that. And then she said, well, I don't think you're a racist, but everything that you were doing in your career was racist. So how is he going to come back? I don't know. I don't think Joe Biden is even going to... He's not going to last past Iowa. He never has. The other two elections he ran, he didn't get past Iowa. He didn't win a single delegate, and I'm not expecting him to win a single delegate. I think his campaign is going to fizzle out before Iowa, and then, you know, if he gets to Iowa and comes in third or fourth place, it's just over. It's over for him, and that's what I think is going to happen. Kamala is, she's very reprehensible. She has a voice that is, people don't like. When I say people, I mean me. And you know, she's going hard on the whole race thing. And so the likelihood is that you're going to get somebody, probably not Biden, probably not Bernie because he's old, and in terms of the Democratic electorate, he's an old white man. Of course, he's a Jew. He's very Jewy, but in the Democratic Party and the Democratic electorate, they're not going to make that distinction. So you've got, who's it going to be? Could it be Kamala? Could it be Warren? I mean, Warren's probably a leading contender. Can they meme this gay guy? I mean, this 37-year-old guy who's gay, married to some dude. Can they meme him into the nominee? I don't know. And then there's like, you know, a dozen and a half also rans, one of whom they might decide to start memeing. You know, Amy Klobuchar, could they get behind her? I mean, Kirsten Gillibrand is a joke, so that's not going to happen. But who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? And it could even be a brokered convention. It could be that that nobody is going to emerge. Like last time in 2016 with the 16 to 18 Republicans running, the field seemed wide open, and there are all these predictions that nobody was going to be able to secure the nomination before the convention. You'd have a brokered convention. And a brokered convention, you can have a dark horse, somebody who wasn't a candidate, who would be elected on the second or third or fourth or fifth ballot, which is how things often happened in the 1800s. So there is a sort of a precedent for it. But it didn't happen because Donald Trump started getting a lot of momentum. He got a lot of momentum, a lot more momentum than anybody was expecting. Everybody expected him to fizzle. He got enough momentum, and in spite of the opposition, was able to win on the first ballot. This time, you're going to have, you've got all these people. How much is the field going to be winnowed down by this debate process before the Iowa caucus, which is, what is that, the last weekend of, it may be the last weekend of January? How much is it going to be winnowed down by then? Maybe not very much. Maybe you're going to have 20 people who are going into Iowa. And then about 8 days later, I guess it's a Monday. The Iowa caucuses are a Monday, maybe the last Monday in January, something like that. And then about 8 days later, you're going to have New Hampshire. And, you know, that may winnow down. And I guess you have, shortly after that, you have South Carolina, and then you have Super Tuesday. Okay, so Super Tuesday, there's going to be a bunch of states, and if you've got a dozen people going into Super Tuesday, and so many of the delegates are going to be decided on Super Tuesday. Now, Kamala Harris has a big advantage because her state is a Super Tuesday state, but if other, and you know, I'm predicting Biden's going to be knocked out, but maybe he'll be around. Maybe he'll get a hunk of that, and maybe Sanders will get a hunk of it, and maybe Warren will be seen as viable. And it's not just California. It's like a bunch of other states. They could divide that Super Tuesday vote so much that it really does become impossible for somebody to win an outright majority in the remainder of the states. And in that case, what happens at the convention? Could you get a John Kerry, who's still not that old? Could he be, you know, could they rally around somebody like him? Who knows? But the way it's going, it's very likely that they're going to nominate somebody who is going to, in order to try to get black women to vote for him, that person is going to be talking so much about reparations and racism and maybe completely, totally unelectable. But Tulsi and Andrew will be worth paying attention to tonight. We'll see what happens. I'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember, AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, did the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma's all over CBD because of its Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market, AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person, you. AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing. We have topicals, too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical. Think about it. AncientLifeOil.com.
Okay, and we are back. So, just wrapping up today's show. The whole Epstein scandal, this is a Mossad kosher certification scandal. It's kosher certification. It's Mossad. It is massive. Google is a giant censorship company working with the Mossad, likely, and certainly with the ADL, which does work with the Mossad. The Russia hoax is, to the extent there's anything at all to it, it is dwarfed by a factor of 1,000,000 to 1 to this Mossad operation. Watch the debates tonight. Keep an eye on Tulsi and Andrew Yang. And check out this great song from Engelbert Poindexter. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, without no doubt, put your hands together for Engelbert Poindexter.
It had to be June. It had to be June. They wandered around and finally found somebody who country they could use, who'd fall for the ruse, and even get mad when someone speaks bad, referring to you. They came on the scene, pushing trannies and queens. They took over the cross, and now they're the boss. What they wouldn't do for nobody else sends us to kill. We fight all their wars, but we love them still. It had to be Jews, wonderful Jews. It had to be Jews.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.